Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
And I'm here to make your day. I can't do his voice.
That's a hint, Joe.
Huh?
We have a guest.
Onomatopoeia.
No.
Oh.
No.
That's not our guest?
No. Our guest is a return guest. He's actually co-hosting today, Christopher Kolbetzer from Shalersville, right? Not Streetsboro, necessarily.
Onomatopoeia.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
No, that's your word for the day, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to hurt you. Anyway, Christopher is here. Christopher wrote part of our show today, and he's going to co-host.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Yes, we are. We are very afraid. So I have a question. I have a stupid question of the day.
Oh, okay.
From braincandy.com. This is one of those questions that doesn't have an answer.
Okay.
If crime fighters fight crime and firefighters fight fire, what do freedom fighters fight?
We're not going to touch this one.
No, we're not. So I have a trivia question.
Cool.
From anecdotage.com.
Anecdotage.
Yeah, and Christopher found this question so he can ask it.
Okay.
Who was the first listener ever awarded an 8th degree black belt in Taekwondo?
Sounds like a Chuck Norris guy to me. Classic Norris dialogue. When I want your opinion, I'll beat it out of you.
Yes.
Yes.
So there's no way you can't figure out today's theme.
Onomatopoeia.
No, it's not. No. Not even close. None of these guys would be able to pronounce that.
I would argue that.
Okay.
I mean, you know, Bruce Willis definitely could.
Yes,
especially
today we have...
in the movie Red. But anyways.
Ooh. Today we have tough guys and action heroes.
Yay!
Movie action movie heroes. Not to be confused with cartoon action heroes.
Or tough guys.
Tough guys, yeah.
Bugs Bunny was a tough guy on cartoons.
Wascally Wabbit.
And just think of all the abuse that the fox and the coyote took. I mean, come on, you know? Those are tough characters.
We're talking about non-animated guys.
Oh.
So
okay.
Here's the... Chris, do you want to give us the list of who we found as tough guys and action movie heroes?
Yes. John Wayne, Clint Eastwood, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sly Stallone, Mr. T, Chuck Norris. Gotta have Chuck Norris. Bruce Willis, Bruce Lee, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Vin Diesel, and, again, I'm probably going to say this wrong.
John
Claude Van Damme.
Absolutely. Five-foot powerhouse.
Van Damme.
Yes.
But wait.
What?
There's more.
What?
You forgot my buddy.
Who?
Cactus Jack.
Oh, jeez. Okay, he's an action hero?
Oh, no, not
absolutely.
Oh, he's here, isn't he?
What are y'all doing over there? Deb, get it. You're supposed to have let me come in on this beginning of the show. Blast y'all. Where am I? This ain't the mountains.
No, it's not. You're at WEYE Radio.
Anybody got any beer jerky?
No. Cactus Jack.
Rush out.
Onomatopoeia.
I have a question for you.
Yep.
What villains did you ever defeat?
Oh, well, you know, there was a bunch of them once upon a time.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, there was the little kid that used to pull the gun on me. And I shot him.
Okay, critters and varmints do not count.
What about the Repo Man?
The Repo Man?
Never saw him. Took him out before he hit over the mountaintop.
Oh, my. Okay, well, maybe you can help us with today's curious word.
Onomatopoeia.
No, that's not
All
it.
All right, let's get it on.
Okay, our curious saying or word for the day is armed to the teeth.
What are you making fun of my teeth for?
You don't have any teeth, Cactus Jack.
That's what I say. You're making fun of my teeth. I don't like this show.
Okay, we'll see you later.
No, I ain't leaving. I mean, I'm
bye.
Leaving.
See
I'm
you
not
later.
Leaving.
Bye.
I'm not leaving.
So, Chris, you found out what armed to the teeth means from phrases.uk.org.
Yuki.org?
Yuki.
I like it.
You had or in there. You left or.
Whatever.
To be armed to the teeth, this is a pirate phrase. Originated in Port Royal, Jamaica in the 1600s.
Mm.
Having... only single-shot black powder weapons and cutlasses,
Does that mean a knife? Rage. What's a cutlass?
It's one of those curved swords.
Oh, okay.
It's a car that they put out in the 1970s.
My dad had one of those.
Green, you know, twin split seats up
celery.
The front.
I like the ones that were celery colored.
Sometimes you can get the big engine and it had the 450s, but, you know, they
turn his mic off, Dave.
They never really competed.
Anyway, go on, Christopher.
They would carry many of these weapons at once to keep fighting even when they were out of, even though they could break at any second.
Okay.
Sweet.
In addition, they carried a knife in their teeth for maximum arms capacity.
Wouldn't that be teeth capacity? Rather than arms?
If they're pirates, it was probably tooth capacity.
Oh, that's true.
Or gum capacity.
Yeah, they were gumming it away. Anyways.
Anyway. Okay. Now this is up for grabs, but what are the elements of a good action hero movie? Do you know? Because from action, we've actually found a website called actionmoviefreak.com.
And that should tell you exactly where we're heading on this.
Yep.
At least one big, beefy, good-looking hero. No girly man or wimpy chicks. Who's on the right? With skills? Who makes a big entrance?
Kaboom. And then we have?
Explosions and vehicle chases. And vehicle chases. A mayhem factor is a plus. The more public property destroyed, the more pedestrians nearly ran over. Landmarks knocked down, buildings driven through, and the more vehicles totaled along the way.
Yes.
The more we like it.
Yes, we do. And then there are gadgets. Just when you think the hero is going to be killed, he breaks out a gadget or can make anything nearby lethal for the gnarly kill. This comes in handy when he's either outnumbered or outmanned by a larger guy.
But let us not forget weapons.
Ooh.
That stuff that doesn't belong on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Vehicles. Anything with the wow, I wish I had that factor.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, if we're talking action movies, we have to have a high kill count and that gnarly kill.
Explain a gnarly kill.
Gnarly kill means out of nowhere, you catch something. You know, in the movie Red, Bruce Willis comes out of his car. He steps out of a spinning car, pulling out his gun, and starts shooting at the offender, trying to knock him off. It's just the unexpected, but wow, you're like, yes, our hero did it, kill.
Beyond painful.
Beyond painful, it makes even an action movie freak squirm just
a little.
A little bit.
And then there's the trash talking.
Yeah, gotta have that.
What's the Mr. T catchphrase?
Go ahead, make my day.
No, that's Clint Eastwood.
Oh, that guy.
But Mr. T.
I mean, I pity the fool.
There we go. And then every action hero movie has to have a whiner.
A whiner?
Yeah, I just stepped on your phrase. I'm sorry.
Who wants a dog?
Part of the camaraderie and what?
Who wants a dog?
Not a Weimaraner, just a whiner. Part of the camaraderie and dominance is the contrast of the hero with the whiner. Heroism highlighted by cowardice. Example, there's no better or more loved portrayal of a whiner than Bill Paxton as Private Hudson in Aliens.
Yes.
Guess what I have? Guess what I have? Guess what I have?
Top five list.
No, I do not have a cold. I do not have the clutch. No, whatever. I do not have a slight tinge of schizophrenia.
Top five list of 5,427.
11.
See, I told you. 11.
Almost.
These are the top 11 rejected action hero catchphrases.
Rejected action hero catchphrases.
Yes.
Okay.
Number 11. Let's agree to disagree, punk.
Justice. You're soaking in it.
Use the big con, Luke.
Number 8. I'm about to give you one more reason to vote for universal health care.
I know you are punk, but what am I?
You just messed with the wrong motivational speaker, my friend.
I'll just do yours now. Yeah. You're going to want to put some ice on that.
Where do you want to hurt today?
Let's mumble with Mr. Pay.
Do you feel like a chicken tonight? punk.
And the number one rejected action hero catchphrase?
I'll be back. That's not because I'm going. Do you want anything from Bath and Body Works?
Or shop?
Oh, my.
And it only gets better from here, folks.
Yes. Well, we found Dumb Criminals.
Oh.
From dumbcriminals.com.
Love it.
This one is called Wax On, Wax Off.
Wax On.
Oh, Danielson.
Wax On.
Yeah. Isn't that Bruce Lee? Who did Wax On, Wax Off?
Danielson. Bruce? No, Bruce? No, 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 no. That was Mr. Miyagi.
Oh.
From the Karate
a
Kid.
A non-action hero.
Mr. Miyagi was an action hero
Wasn't
of the
he
best quality.
Guy? Oh, okay.
He just didn't over-amplify it. He was subtle.
Oh.
He was an action hero like Yoda was an action hero.
Exactly.
Okay.
He only portrayed it when he had to. And then you didn't want to mess with him.
Okay. Well, Chris, tell us about this dumb criminal.
Sir, a gang of would-be robbers picked the wrong target. A fourth-degree black belt.
So, wax on, wax off. Craig Nordstrand, 47, had just beaten four of the attackers. The other two had unsuccessfully had a go at his mate, Peter Roche.
After taking an initial beating, the six backed off and surrounded the pair. Nordstrand tried to give his attackers a warning. Do you want karate? He asked.
One of the robbers did, but that was a bad mistake.
I kicked him straight under the chin and into the throat, Nordstrand said. That gang of thugs scampered into the Suva darkness. Wow.
Wow.
Wait. Speaking of action heroes, I got a quick joke.
Okay, does it involve onomatopoeia?
No.
Okay.
Good.
But it can.
What's your joke, dear?
Guy kept getting his beat up. Every time he turned around, he's getting beat up, so he decided to take karate classes. He became a first-degree black belt. He was great. Being that he was so well trained, he went out in the streets just to prove his thing. So he goes up to this alley and these guys jumped up. They said, "We're going to beat you up." He yells, "Karate!" They yelled, "Monkey wrench!" Smack him upside head. Anyways.
Good job.
From story time.
Oh, yeah, story time from Anecdotage. We found some little quips.
Quips.
Little quips.
We're going to quip it around
yes.
here.
For his role as a wandering gunfighter in Sergio Leone's classic 1967 spaghetti western, A
wah,
Fistful
wah,
of Dollars. Okay. What's that?
I love these movies.
Was that the woman from Peanuts?
No.
That was, oh,
no,
wah,
no.
Wah,
that
wah,
was
wah.
The movie. That was the song. That
was a song?
From these spaghetti westerns. That was one
okay.
of the themes in the background. That you're like, ba-do-do-do-doom, oof, oof. And it was like, oh, you had the spaghetti westerns. I mean, this Fistful of Dollars.
We're
going to
do a whole show.
More.
We're going to do a whole show on spaghetti westerns.
Love it.
Anyway.
Yes.
In Fistful of Dollars, Clint Eastwood was made up to look considerably older than his 37 years.
Aye.
Leone kept Eastwood facing the sun, hence his trademark squinty scowl, and used special effects to make his shoulders seem bigger.
Now, Arnold Schwarzenegger biographer George Butler once recalled a conversation he had and when taxing with an actress, Candace Bergman, after a wildly successful 1976 bodybuilding show at the Whitney Museum entitled Articulate Muscle, the Body of Art. Bergman insisted that the bodybuilding in Arnold Schwarzenegger had peaked. I disagree, Butler replied. It's here to stay, and Arnold is going to be the governor of California one day. Whereupon Bergman, hooting with laughter, sarcastically retorted, and one day Ronald Reagan will be president.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
Never.
Bruce Willis once served as a spokesman for Seagram's Liquor and Spirits.
Seagram's, you're way too young to know that word. Seagram's.
Yeah, Seagram's.
It's a liquor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And soon got the can. Why? Had he developed a distaste for that product? No. Quite the opposite. He had been arrested for drunk driving.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh. So, how do you know if an action movie hero is over the hill?
Over the hill.
Over the hill.
He doesn't know how to say onomatopoeia.
Yeah, I don't think they know how to do that to begin with. But I have a top five list about it.
With?
From top5.com, now known as humorlabs.com.
Humor
with
Labs.
14.
14.
The top 14 signs an action movie hero is over the hill.
And away we go.
Number 14, new catchphrase. Say, you gonna eat that?
Number 13, the quad barrel pump action shotgun of his looks suspiciously like a walker.
Number 12, he tries to slide across the hood of his car and gets stuck in the middle.
I did that once.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Number 11.
On a hot day, that could be really, really painful.
Like I said, ooh.
Ooh.
Number 11, his protection from gunfire? A wallet full of grandkid photos.
He uses an AOL to try to break into the CIA's computer network.
Whatever happened to AOL?
Still there.
Is it?
Yep.
Does anyone use it?
I do.
Only people over 60. Ooh, sorry.
Mm-hmm. I heard that.
Number 9. I thought you left. The car chases her at a safe, steady 45 miles per hour with the turn signal on the whole time.
Oh, white. Speaking of white Ford Broncos.
Yes.
Number 8. Ammo belts keep getting tangled with the colostomy bag.
Oh, yuck.
Ah, that's a good one.
Number 7. Sequel to Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Respirator 3. The Wheezing.
Ooh.
Number 6. Okay, at my single, unleash the bingo balls.
Number 5. During the motorcycle chase, he needs to wear a chin strap to keep his toupee on. Hey, I resemble that remark.
Despite advances in weapons technology, Steve fastly insists on using his trusty old musket.
Here's one that I don't want to admit to. Number 3, bat wings are actually just excessive underarm flab. You know, when women get older and they do this, and that's what that is. I know this is radio. Why did I just do that? When they extend their arms, that stuff that hangs between their elbow and their shoulder, that's called bat wings.
When it
Never
wiggles
mind.
And it jiggles and it hipples and it hop on a pia. Anyway, number 2. Number 2. Then, hero and bad guy pummel each other with fire extinguishers atop the Statue of Liberty. Now, they keep reporting to each other to the condo board over lawn care and infractions.
And the number 1 sign an action movie hero is over the hill.
I'll be back at 4 o'clock for the early bird special.
Oh, we looked high and low for jokes.
Uh-oh.
High and low.
This is not going to be good.
We found website.
Yes,
we found one website.
Well, we found two. We found number four, jokesforus.com, and we found chucknorrisjokes.net.
Yes.
So I'm going to do the setup, and Chris is going to do the punchline on some of these here. What is an action hero's favorite part of the joke?
The punchline.
You're supposed to be the laugh track, Joe. Some people wear Superman pajamas.
Superman wears Chuck Norris pajamas.
What is an action hero's favorite drink?
Don't ask.
Fruit punch.
Oh.
Okay, here we go with the Chuck Norris jokes.
Ah, finally.
Fear of spiders is called arachnophobia. Fear of tight spaces is called claustrophobia. And fear of Chuck Norris is just plain logical.
Exactly.
Chuck Norris doesn't need to have good aim. He does, but he doesn't need to. His bullets know better than to miss. They just know better.
Now, this is how tough Chuck Norris is. Once he climbed Mount Everest in 15 minutes. That was extremely good about that, as 14 of which he was building a snowman at the bottom.
Do you know, before this, I'd never heard any Chuck Norris jokes.
Oh, gosh.
Christopher introduced me to this a while ago, and I was like, what are
there's
you talking?
There's T-shirts out there that has them all written over.
I know it. Now. Now I know. I love this one. Chuck Norris can cut knife with a butter.
There you go.
Brett Favre can throw a football over 50 yards. Chuck Norris can throw Brett Favre farther.
And if you really mess with him, Chuck Norris can strangle you with a cordless phone.
When Chuck was in middle school, his English teacher assigned an essay, What is Courage? Chuck received an A+ for turning in a blank page with only his name at the top.
Chuck Norris doesn't play hide and seek. He plays hide and pray I don't find you.
Now, here's a tidbit.
Uh-huh.
Chuck Norris was once a celebrity, Wheel of Fortune, and was the first to spin. Now, the next 29 minutes of the show consisted of everyone standing around awkwardly waiting for the wheel to stop.
I like that one.
That's good.
When Bruce Banner gets mad, he turns into the Hulk. When the Hulk gets mad, he turns into Chuck Norris. When Chuck Norris gets mad, run!
Uh, I don't write them, folks. We just say them.
When the boogeyman goes to sleep every night, he checks his closet for Chuck Norris.
Giraffes were created when Chuck Norris uppercut a horse.
Oh, Chuck Norris can kill your imaginary friends.
There you go.
No. Death.
I'm not imaginary.
I thought you left.
Just in the background.
Okay. Good thing, Cactus Jack.
Death once had a near Chuck Norris experience.
Now, you know, being truly gifted as he is, yes, Chuck Norris can kill two stones with one bird. That's good.
Do you know why Chuck Norris's calendar goes straight from March 31st to April 2nd?
No.
Because no one fools Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris makes onions cry.
Aw, Chuck Norris's computer has no backspace button.
Why?
Chuck Norris doesn't make mistakes.
Chuck Norris doesn't wear a watch. He decides what time it is.
If you spell Chuck Norris wrong on Google, it doesn't say, "Did you mean Chuck Norris?" It simply replies, "Run while you still have a chance."
Oh, gosh. Bill Gates lives in constant fear that Chuck Norris's PC will crash. That's fear.
And the last one, forces of nature go in order. Time, space, and Chuck Norris.
Just kidding. Chuck Norris goes first. Always first.
Don't piss off Chuck Norris when you're telling Chuck Norris jokes.
Who's this Chuck Norris guy?
Oh, he's an old-time gunslinger. Did he ever use a gun? Or
no.
Does he just fight with his hands?
He's strictly a fist. No, actually, in when he did the Western, Walker, Texas Ranger, he had a gun.
Oh, he didn't
like
just stop bullets with his hand?
No.
Oh, okay.
He could have.
But most of the time, it was him in action. But every now and then, he used a gun. So.
Okay. We have a rant. From crack.com.
That's my job.
Yeah, I know. This is an excerpt from an article titled, "The Five Most Mind-Blowing Moments from Indian Action Movies." Not, woo, Indian, but hello, this is technical support. India. The rest of the world thinks of America. I'm going to. Don't call. Don't write. I'm sorry. I did not mean to offend anyone. The rest of the world thinks of America like that first roommate out of college, sitting on the couch all night, telling swear words to Halo, farting into the robe they didn't ask if they could borrow in the first place, and just generally contributing nothing meaningful to the world at large.
Uh-huh.
With one exception. Hollywood. We unquestioningly pump out the most awesome action movies on the planet. That's our thing. And that's what we can point to and say, here's what we do best.
And we would be lying because there is a small state in India called Tamil Nadu that's been churning up movies which prove without a doubt that they can do action every bit as well as we can. Plus, throwing in a hurricane, eight bears, a dancing number, and a rocking good tom top. They called Tamil films, and here's one of the scenes they put America to shame. Superstar Rajinkansky.
Rajinkansky? That's the Polish Indian guy.
I'm sorry, I didn't know what I said.
I even spelled it out for you phonetically.
Rajinikov. That sounds Russian. The murderer of the gravity.
Tires squeal. Citizens run in terror, screaming at the villain pursuing them. Just then, all hope seems lost. One thug goes hurling him possibly through the air. We see the foot that kicked him. It is wrapped in a second-tier running shoe. It may be a puma. The foot lifts, and we are slowly introduced to the hero. The man that nightmares have nightmares about. He's heavy, he's old, he's got a mustache that wants to sell you a used Ford Festa. Festiva. And he's here to save the day.
And then, just when you're fairly confident the movie accidentally zoomed in on the wrong guy, this middle school shop teacher starts kicking tornadoes into existence, and it all goes Matrix. Well, okay, not quite Matrix, as much as a cheap store brand knockoff of Matrix. Maybe Matrix, if you will.
This is superstar Raj N. Ekath. India's answer to the question of the world has always been afraid to ask. What if all of Bruce Willis's role were given to Ron Jeremy? Ooh. What happens next is a blur of jeans, jackets, and violence. Men are punched so hard that they are perfectly cartwheeled or even paralyzed with the power of hand gestures. Bodies are hurled into electric generators and vehicles. Human beings have the very gravity punched out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Zubasaw Rod...
Rodzinnikov. I spelled it phonetically, guys. Not come on. Rodzinnikov.
And right below it says onomatopoeia. So anyways.
Rodzinnikov proves two things. Nobody told in India about physics yet.
And the key to a Garrett action movie is having a denim budget that absolutely dwarfs the special effects budget.
Do you mean great?
What?
Great?
Garrett. I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Isn't that called Bollywood in India?
Bollywood, yes. Bollywood. Yes, yes, yes.
They turn out some of the greatest love stories ever.
Okay, I have a question for you first.
Uh-oh.
Would you please explain onomatopoeia?
I have no idea what it means.
You don't? I do.
It's a word that sounds like a sound.
It was just a great
word. It's a word that sounds like a sound, like
crash, bam.
Bam. Bing.
See?
Bung.
I would have no idea
Boom.
Bang what that means because...
That's not a word, honey.
It is too.
No.
It's Pig Latin.
Ah! Oh gosh. Okay.
Are you gonna get to my favorite superhero?
And that is?
Marcel.
Oh yes.
Explain that one, David.
Well, you know, speak not at all and carry a pretend stick.
But he did speak.
And the only one to speak.
The only one.
To speak a word in Mel Brooks' silent movie.
And his word was, shh, no.
What was it?
Nope.
Was it no?
Was no.
Okay. I thought it was shh.
No, Mel Brooks asked him to be honest in the movie, and you're expecting something from him to be play-acted, like you said, and then all of a sudden you're, no. The only word spoken in silent movie. It's great.
Christopher knows how to speak, what, 3 or 4 languages, but he only knows one word. 3. What are they?
Let's see.
French?
French, Spanish, and English.
Okay, what word do you know?
No.
French is no.
No.
Spanish is
no.
And English is
no.
There you go.
Oh, wait, I know how to speak that Swedish, too.
The Swedish one?
Yes.
What's that?
No.
Japanese is yeah.
Sounds too much like yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
From ruminations.
Yeah, it's from ruminate.com.
Got to keep these people moving, folks. I'm telling you.
Come on. Snap it up, guys.
There's a movie called The Ring about a video that killed you if you watch it.
Ooh.
If I ever saw such a video, my last words would be, it was still better than Kangaroo Jack. Wait, what?
Hey, wow.
That was a good one. Hey.
Whoa.
They can't pull the rug out from under you if you're already lying on the floor. Now we're going to do the Irish Blessing Game.
Quick.
May all your movies end in explosion.
May your explosions be of large magnitude.
May they not kill you.
If they kill you, may you go to heaven.
And if you're in heaven, may the explosion follow you there.
And Chris, wrap it up.
And may you do that cool jump move at the end.
Exactly.
Oh, my. Oh, that's all we have for today. Thank goodness. I'm Kat.
And I'm Joe.
And together we're...
Cactus Jack!
No, together we're...
Coming back?
Together we're...
Coming to get you.
No, together we're...
Joe.
Cat.
Joe.
Cat. Oh. Together we're...
Cat
Soup.
And me.
The best of internet humor on the radio.
Folks, have a great week.